Good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's pick, some new music from one of the highest-selling bands you may never have heard of, and the best rock from all eras. 91.5 WMFO.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I've seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck, and I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's called again. Other things things to fill my time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans threw my tears. And know my cold despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But of your cave walking on your hands and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now.
Mumford & Sons on WMFO. I remember when I first heard that band, I thought there could not be more of an American sound. Their music is like a primal scream from America's heartland. And I continued to think that right up until the time I first heard them interviewed and I heard those British accents. And it turns out the band is actually from London. But great sound from Mumford & Sons. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up with me this morning on Rock of Ages. There is so much going on. It's the first time I can remember, maybe the first time it's ever happened, that there are four major sports happening at the same time. All four sports playing right now. Very interesting beginning to the football season last weekend. Cam Newton looking very good. You saw maybe the little spat at the end of the game when someone yanked his $100,000 chain from his neck. I hate when that happens. And did you see Tom Brady? He was sulking a lot during that game. So there's a long way to go in the season, but still very, very interesting start. One other thing that's kind of interesting is the TV ratings. So the Patriots did a 38 share, and the Red Sox on NESN did a 0.4. Now, even if you don't know what those numbers mean, the Patriots had almost 100 times greater audience than watched the Red Sox. 100 times greater. That's just nuts. I love baseball, but if I were running the game, I'd recognize that there's some serious problems going on. Anyway, it is time for Phil's pick, Phil from Watertown. Today's pick is one I know he is particularly excited about, and here he is to tell you all about it.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is On the Corner by Sarah Borges and the Broken Singles. Sarah's a local rocker right here from Boston, Massachusetts. She has a sound that encompasses rootsy barroom country and hard-edge American rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Pretty girl, standing on the corner in the white hats on my son. Standing there with a mouth like a magnet and a smile like the heat of the gun. Thank you.
That's Steely Dan, Never Going Back to My Old School. And before that, On the Corner was from Sarah Borges, and that is Phil's pick for this morning. Join us every week at this time. Phil from Watertown, my friend, gives us his recommendations for the best rock songs that he's heard recently, and we will do it again next week at this time. On the topic of my old school, I want to shout out to my friend and former college roommate, Mark, who's been listening in New York City just about every week. I've really enjoyed reconnecting with him through the show, so hey Mark, thank you for listening. Also Dave and RB who've been listening, also from my old school. Also on the topic of school, by the way, the U.S. News and World Report list of top colleges just came out. These are the rankings that everybody cares about who is in higher education. And once again, Mass did very well. We had 7 schools in the top 50, being led by Harvard, which came in at number 2 this year, just behind Princeton, who came in at number 1. Number 4 was MIT. Tufts was at number 30. BC at number 35. BU and Brandeis tied at 47. And Northeastern was at number 49. So, once again, 7 schools in the top 50 this year. You are listening to Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. You only have yourselves to blame for what I am about to do next. I will explain right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
A couple of weeks ago, I played a song called So Far Away by a band named Stained, and I confessed my love for late 90s, early 2000s alt-rock. But I said I don't play it a lot because it's a little too intense for 7 o'clock in the morning. Well, I got a lot of good feedback from several listeners, so as far as I'm concerned, that opened the door. I'm going to try another. The band is called Slipknot, and this is Snuff, the best alt-rock on Rock of Ages.
In my skin, come away with the innocence and leave me with my sins. The air around me still feels like a cage. Love's just a camouflage for what resembles rage again. So if you love me, let me go and run away before I know. My heart is just too dark to care. I can't destroy what isn't there. Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. My smile was taken long ago. If I can change, I hope I never know. I still press your letters to my lips and cherish them in parts of me to savor every kiss. I couldn't face a life without your light. But all of that was ripped apart when you refused to fight. So save your breath, I will not hear. I think I made it very clear. You couldn't hate enough. Supposed to be enough. I only wish you weren't my friend. Then I could hurt you in the end. I never claimed to be a saint. Ooh, my home was banished long ago.
That's former New York City policeman Eddie Money. He was known as Eddie Mahoney then. And Two Tickets to Paradise. And also, indulging my love for angsty alt-rock, we heard Snuff from Slipknot. And I'm telling you, if you encourage me, I will keep playing that stuff. So be careful about the feedback that you give to me about some of the alt-rock songs that I do play. Well, this is Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras, really. That means the classic rock from the 70s, rock and new wave from the 80s, alt-rock from the 90s, which I am rooting for, pop rock from 2000s through today. If the album rock that many of us grew up with was still around today, this is what it would sound like. And we're going to turn to some new music now. The band Disturbed is one of the best-selling rock bands that you may not know that much about. They broke onto the scene in 2000 with an album called The Sickness, which eventually went 5 times platinum. And their next 4 albums debuted at number 1 on the Billboard charts. And I, for one, have to confess that I did not know that they were that popular. Well, just this week they released a remake of a solo song by Sting. This is new from Disturbed. It's called If I Ever Lose My Faith, Rock of Ages.
You could say I lost my faith in science and progress. You could say I lost my belief in religion. You could say I lost my sense of direction. You could say all of this and worse, but if I ever lose my faith in you, there'll be nothing left for me to do. Some would say I was a lost man in a lost world. You can say I lost my faith in the people on TV. You can say I lost my belief in a politician.
Let me know. Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
That one is sure to wake you up. Queen on Rock of Ages, WMFO. And before that, Disturbed and a new version of an old Sting song, If I Ever Lose My Faith. Kind of an interesting take on it and a good song by Disturbed. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. It is Thursday, September 17th, and it's a rather infamous day in rock history. Because on this date in 1967, The Doors were officially banned from the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, if you're too young to remember, Ed Sullivan was kind of a variety show. It was really appointment viewing on Sunday night. Very traditional family entertainment, like stand-up comedians, acrobats, singers, things like that. Meanwhile, in the late 60s, this counterculture revolution was happening in music. And so the show would have this really weird contrast of traditional 1960s family show and then these long-haired hippie rock groups like the Beatles and the Animals and the Doors. So on this date in 1967, the Doors were booked right after Light My Fire hit number one. And right before they went on stage, the band was told they needed to change the lyric from Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher to Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better because of the drug reference. So the band went on, and of course Jim Morrison ignored the request, sang it exactly as it was recorded. And after the show, the producers said that they had hoped to book them six more times, but they had decided instead to ban the Doors from the show in the future. And Jim Morrison reportedly replied, "Hey man, we just did the Sullivan Show." Doors, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky.
Some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time And then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed.
Pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Spanning 50 years there with some great music, we heard 21 Pilots and Stressed Out, and before that, The Doors and Touch Me here at WMFO. Well, the weather is changing, right? It's getting colder outside. I've already spent more time watching TV in the last couple of weeks than I did probably in the month or so before it. And last week, a documentary debuted on the A&E channel called I Want My MTV. And I'm not sure if you saw that, but it's about the birth and the glory days of MTV in the early to mid-1980s. And, you know, you really almost forget how influential and mind-blowing music videos were when you first saw them. The documentary is a couple of hours long, and some interesting facts came out of it. One is that one of the first people to propose the idea of a music video channel was Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. But the concept started to get some traction, and he bowed out because he didn't want to be a TV executive, so he missed the whole thing. Another thing I thought was cool was that the VJs who were chosen, in particular Alan Hunter and Martha Quinn, were convinced that they completely botched their auditions. And then they showed some outtakes, and they really were right. They didn't do very well. And to this day, they don't even know why or how they were chosen to be among the first VJs. And finally, MTV was apparently battling with the record companies over who should pay for the videos. And they wanted to prove to the record companies that they should pay because they could sell records on MTV. So they visited a bunch of Midwest cities to see if a band that they were playing but was not being played on the radio was selling. And they went to a record store in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and one record store clerk reported that he had been selling boxes of records from a band that he had never heard of. That band was Duran Duran. And that's when MTV knew that they were seriously able to affect record sales. One of the defining bands of the MTV era, Duran Duran, here on Rock of Ages.
You saw me standing by the wall, corner of a main street, and the lights are flashing on your windowsill.
magician that I wish you saw. Side captain, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cause with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely view. And with the birds I'll share this lonely view. And I push me up against the wall. Young tuck girl in a push-up.
Listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 WMFO.
Till I hear it from you. Until I hear it from you. I can't let it get me up or break up my train of thought. As far as I know, nothing
not living without it. Outside looking in, till we're talking about not stepping around it. Maybe I don't wanna take advice from fools. I'll just figure everything is cool until I hear it from you.
June Blossoms. Before that, we heard the Chili Peppers and Duran Duran here on Rock of Ages WMFO. Well, that's all for me, Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. Had a good time as always. We'll be back next week, same time, 7 o'clock on Thursday. Till then, have a great weekend and take care.